Earlier this year, Republican Gary Palmer surprised many by rising above a crowded primary field and capturing the GOP nomination.
I'm Gary Palmer. I'll work every day to turn our country around, and I approve this message.
It's Palmer's first run for office, but he knows politics. He founded the Alabama Policy Institute. It's a think tank that advocates for limited government, free market principles, and conservative social positions. His take on issues falls under that umbrella, but in this campaign, he frames it differently. Solutions.
I never really tried to make it about Republican-Democrat as much as let's talk about how we can all work together and get the country going back in the right direction.
He advocates spurring economic growth by opening up areas of the western United States to greater oil and gas drilling, repealing Obamacare and replacing it with a health care system driven by more competition. Those are positions his opponent sees differently.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming.
That's Democrat Mark Lester at a recent fundraiser in Birmingham. He cracks a joke about the half-moon reading glasses clinging to his nose, fitting the stereotype of the history professor that he is. Lester teaches at Birmingham Southern College and is a former assistant U.S. attorney. He just got into the race this summer when the previous Democratic candidate dropped out. Lester takes direct aim at Palmer, and when he does, it's with words like these, radical Tea Party.
The problem is, this is not a moderate Republican. This is an extremist who happened to capture the Republican nomination for Congress.
Lester goes after his opponent, particularly for Palmer's stance on repealing the Violence Against Women Act. Lester says spending on infrastructure and research, as well as cutting regulations on small business, are needed to boost the economy. He says Obamacare shouldn't be repealed, but there does need to be more transparency on medical costs. It won't be easy for Lester. Many political observers consider the 6th District a conservative one that's safe for Republicans. Retired University of Alabama political scientist William Stewart says Palmer has had longer to campaign and he's raised more money. As of mid-October, 13 times more. But Stewart says no matter what, going from a 22-year veteran in Spencer Backus to a freshman congressman, the district will lose clout.
Whether you have Palmer or Lester going to Washington, that person is going to start out as the low man on the totem pole in terms of his committee assignments.
That could mean less influence, for instance, to steer federal dollars to Alabama for research or infrastructure. Of course, nothing happens until voters have their say. A barista pours coffee beans into a grinder at a coffee shop in Homewood. The beans may be flowing, but finding voters here flowing with knowledge of the race is hard. A few people I talk to are college students who explain they go to school away from Birmingham and don't keep up with news at home. One man says he volunteered for the Palmer campaign, but can't name his Democratic opponent. I talked to 20 people, and only two can name both candidates. One of them is Melissa Patrick. She lives in Homewood and is concerned so many seem to be unaware.
Because in this particular district, that is one of more wealth than most in our state, and one that is generally better educated, where we value being a part of the community. I'm not necessarily surprised, but I'm definitely disheartened.
What that will mean at the ballot box will be determined 1 week from today. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.